刚才阿们在为大家祷告的时候就说，神真的也是祝福没有来到我们中间的人。
When Alan prayed earlier, God is here to bless those who are not among us.
你知道主的恩典是非常大的。
Because God is so gracious.
远远超过我们所想象的。
It's beyond our imagination.
他的爱是非常大的。
And His love is great.
有时候我们的心比较小。
Our hearts is more simple.
神的心非常大。
But God has a bigger heart.
有时候我们是没有办法来测度他的爱。
We cannot estimate how wide and how deep His love is.
我们有时候觉得神啊，这个事情我觉得做得不太好，你可能不会祝福我。
Sometimes we think, oh, we may do something bad and then God will not bless us.
但是呢，神还是要祝福。
But still, God wants to bless you.
我也举一个我的例子啊。
I want to give you my example.
其实我自己呢，走到哪里啊，回国啊，我都喜欢传福音，我都要去教会要传福音。
For me, everywhere I go, I would, even if I go back to China, I want to spread the gospel.
有一年呢，我是带着全家去旅游，在江南参加一个旅游团。那一次呢，就是既不传福音，也不在，就是吃吃喝喝玩。
So once I was with my family in Hong Kong, on a tour.
在江南一带。
Oh, 江南。So I was on a tour, but I didn't tell anybody about gospel. I was just here to pray to enjoy myself.
那我自己觉得呢，我说，哎呀，这次我好像也没有传福音，也没有什么，有点 guilty.
so I felt guilty because I didn't tell anybody else about the gospel.
但是呢，那一次的旅程很特别，经历非常的特别。为什么呢？感觉到主一直不断的就是把那个恩宠加在我的身上。
But that journey was very special because all throughout the journey, I found that God is pouring out His love for me.
走到哪里呢？走到那个南京那个浴场，他们是卖浴的。
Yeah,
接一下。
Okay.So I was in the street of the Nanjing, and then they were selling jade.
It's a company. Yes.
Oh, it's a
company. 他们那个会长呢，看到我们孩子就很喜欢，一人就要送一个玉坠子。
So the owner was like my children, and then each child he gave a jewel.
走到无锡的时候，预报要下雨，我们去了就不下雨。
So the weather forecast said on this day we went in Wuxi and it's supposed to rain, but it never rained.
我们走了就开始下雨。
After we left, it started raining.
去杭州也是一样，去了以后就不下雨，走了就下雨。
Same as Hangzhou is another city. When we were there was no rain, but when we left, it started raining.
好多这样的事情，我就觉得神啊，我都不配的。我这次呢，既没有传福音，又没有怎么做什么，我真的很不配这个恩宠在我的身上。
So it was a lot of experience like that, and I felt I'm not worthy of it because I didn't do any God's word, but still God.
但是其实神就是要让我学习去明白他的心，要我学习去悔改。
So I felt the Lord want me to learn about His heart, learn to repent.
那什么？为什么要悔改？因为我们好多时候，我们对神的这种看法呢，太狭小，要悔改。
Why do we have to repent? Because our views on God is too narrow, too small.
因为我们中国人常常有一种刻苦工作和骄傲的思想，就是说我努力才能得到。
Because the Chinese has this heart of like you have to work hard in order to gain something.
那努力工作是没有错的。
Nothing wrong of working hard.
但是呢，神的恩典远远超过这一切。
But God's grace is far greater than this.
他的恩典是白白的，这是圣经上写的。
His grace is free.
那所以呢，当我们接受这一个白白恩典的思想呢，我们需要来改变我们自己。
When we have this grace freely given to us, we have to
repent. 弟兄姐妹，神的能力都是白白的。
Brothers and sisters, all God's power, God's grace is free.
弟兄姐妹，我们在服事当中，你如果凭着圣灵的能力赶鬼一病，你必须要明白这是白白的。
So, if you are servants in God in casting out demons and prophesying. You have to know this is all given to you freely.
或者在启示里面用情，什么的启示在你身上。
If you walk in the prophetic ways, you have to know this is all given to you freely.
你必须要相信这是白白。
You have to believe it's free from God.
因为你如果认为你很好的话呢，你突然就发现你不行。
But if you think you are good, you discern it, then you realize you can't do anything.
最后你什么都不敢做。
And you can't do anything.
你不敢为人替病人来祷告。
You dare not to pray for those who are sick.
你不敢发预言。
You dare not to prophesy.
为什么你觉得我不配？
Because you think you are not worthy.
所以我们必须要明白真理。真理就是说，我们是因着主白白的恩典，十字架上所做的功，成了。
You have to know that this grace, it was accomplished on the cross.
那所以我们在祷告的时候呢，其实需要神来不断地教导我们怎么祷告。
So when we pray, we have to continually asking God how to teach us how to pray.
我们最近好多人在讲怎么祷告。
These days we're talking a lot about how to pray.
那今天我会讲祷告。
And so today I'm going to focus on praying.
那其中一个就是说，就我刚才讲的是神的这个恩典是很大的。那我们呢要敞开我们的心，不要来把神要限制在我的思想里。
So the grace of God is great, and we do not want to restrain ourselves, thinking that God is small.
就像我刚才一样，我自己那一次去旅行呢，两周没有为主做工，我不配得很多的东西。
Just like my experience, I felt that I was not worthy because I didn't for 2 weeks I didn't do any God's work.
但是呢，神认得我。
God knows me.
我是他的孩子。
I am his child.
所以他就把恩宠会放在我身上。
So that he gave me the, the love.
那当然，不同的人有不同的神会对他有不同的做法。
So to each and every one, God will have different words.
那我是一个做事很认真的人。
I am a person of, I am a very hardworking person.
我也是很刻苦的。
And I work very hard.
那神在我的一生里面呢，我特别认识神以后呢，很特别。他常常通过别人启示我呢，要让我去忙。
So in my journey, it's very special. A lot of times God will use someone else to teach me. I need to play and enjoy myself.
甚至看到异象，看到就是我要我去忙。
Even in the visions, they see that I need to go out and play.
真的，好多时候神给我，就像上次刚才我分享的这个，神要让我去忙，因为我这个人不太会忙。我只会做事情的，不太会忙。
That's true because I am a person, I'm a very hardworking person. I do not know how to play, so God wants me to play.
但是呢，神创造我们是不是真正只是为了工作呢？不是的。
So is it God's creation to create us just for us to work? But it's not.
我要感谢神，就是神真的拯救了我。我曾经是一个 workaholic， 我是一个工作狂。
I praise God because God has actually saved me from this like hardworking.
我记得那时候在研究所工作的时候，有一次去西装，人家从西装兜里面呢，他说这是什么东西？Google呢，发现一个月的工资呢，我还没打开。哟。
So when I was working in what school? University.
Institute.
Yeah. So I was wearing a suit and I brought the suit to the dry cleaners.And then they found a bag of money, like my wages, in the envelope that had not been opened.
那个时候，中国发的是现金，给你一个一口袋现金，那是80年代初。
That was back in the '80s in China, so they give you cash for the wages.
其实我这人不太会花钱。
So I don't know. I'm not good at spending money.
到今天也不太会花钱。
Till this day, I'm not good at spending.
所以我的兜里的零钱全都进了我儿子的口袋。
All my cash went to my son's pocket.
所以神就不懂得怎么去 enjoy life.
So I don't know how to enjoy and 享受我的生活。
我喜欢工作。
I love to work.
那所以是我相信神呢，就是要让我们真正明白他的心。他创造我们是要工作，但不是为了工作。你相信吗
？So God, I felt that God wants us to know His heart. He created us not just to work, even though we have to work.
但今天我讲这个呢，好多人很喜欢，因为很喜欢忙。
So I don't know if you enjoy this message, because most of us love to play.
但
当然是也是要要我们去工作。
But still, God wants us to work.
所以工作里面有很多的乐趣。
So, we will enjoy a lot of happiness throughout work.
啊，就是说我们讲到这个祷告的层面呢，就是说不要把神限制的太小。
So, in the way of prayers, we do not want to restrain our.
我们要来按照整理呢，改变我们自己。
We need the truth in order to change us.
那祷告呢可以说有不同的层面。
So there are different perspective of prayer.
就像人和人的关系一样，还有不同的层面。
Just like a relationship, there are different perspectives.
你有一些人呢，你只是打打招呼 ，hi bye.
Some people you just greet them with greetings, right, like hi and bye.
你可能不期望从他那里得到什么东西。
You do not expect to gain anything from them.
他也不期望从你这里得到什么东西。
And they do not expect to gain anything from you.
那另外一些人呢，你就坐下来和他谈事情。
So with some other group, you will sit down and talk business.
那我们签约。
For example, contract.
你为我做这个，我为你做这个。
You do this for me, and I do this for you.
啊，如果我们。怎么不履行协议怎么如果履行协议怎么
if we do this according to the contract then what happens and if not then what happens
但是呢没有很多情感的东西在里面
but there's not a lot of emotions
你也不希望有很多情感的东西在
and you don't want a lot of emotion in this kind of relationship
那另外一个层面呢就是这个层面就是朋友的一个层面
so another relationship is like friends
这个朋友这个词呢在耶稣的时代或者说我们父辈的时代跟现在时代是理解很不一样
so the word friends back in the time of Jesus even my elders friends has a different meaning to, compared to
那今天我们这个朋友这个词呢非常的滥用因为今天你跟我能够一起抽大麻喝啤酒就是朋友
so nowadays if you can go and drinkor smoke with me, then we're friends.
其实耶稣的时代那个朋友那个词呢 the phileo 就是说你跟我要站在同一个战线上面要来奋斗这就是朋友
So back in the days of Jesus, friends, phileo, means that you have to stand on the same goal with me.
要同样的心智同样的目标出生入死
You have to have the same vision, the same goal.
就像我们看那个谍战片的时候谍战片的 spy movies
okay,
你突然发现他也是地下共产党呀我也是地下共产党
But you realize, he is also undercover I'm also undercover
我突然发现共同的是致信
And then you will find the same mission
那突然说我们今天有一个任务要去完成
Oh, we have this mission we have to accomplish
今天呢你在后方我在前方
Today you will stand behind me and then I will go
我要把敌人引开引到我那边去来保护你
I will lead away the enemy so that you will stay safe
这就是朋友
That's friends
现在的朋友呢能喝啤酒就是朋友
But nowadays friends can be people like pals who are drinking
对所以我们要知道真正的朋友在圣经里面写的呢是那样一种朋友就是同一个战线上出生入死
So we have to understand friends according to the Bible It's friends that stand on the same guard for something
那另外一个层面就是亲人层面
And also we will have our relatives, our families
亲人的层面就是所有的东西在一起分不开
So family, a lot of things are tangled together cannot be separated
那跟神也是这样有不同的层面的一个关系的一个进入
So same as with our God, there are different layers of relationship.
大家有机会可以读一下旧约里面的雅歌，就是 Song of Solomon.
So if you have time, you can read the Old Testament, Song of Solomon.
雅歌里面呢，它是通过一个爱情故事的发展呢，其实在预表将来的这个基督的门徒和基督的一个关系的一个发展。
So Song of Songs is about a relationship that represents our relationship with God.
但一开始呢，这个女的就是说有四个阶段。第一个阶段呢，她就说良人属我。
So at first the woman said,
my lover belongs to me. 就是女的说这个男的是属于我的。
Yeah, the lover belongs to me.
她就停留在这个层面。
So she was at this stage.
有很长一段时间在这个层面。
So for a long time she was at this stage.
但是呢，主会不断的引领她，教导她，而且让她经历她的爱和能力。
So God will continue to lead her and then to know God in a different way.
所以我们就像谈恋爱的人经历过这个阶段，有一个阶段，就是说你觉得这个人很好。既有能力，长得又帅，他应该属于我，不能让别人牵走。
So, in some relationship, at some stage, we'll say, "Oh, this person is so handsome, so capable, he belongs to me."
或者说，这个女孩子这么漂亮，又贤惠又能干，不能让别人牵走。你并不想我要给她做什么，你是觉得她，我得到她很重要。
Sometimes, a beautiful girl, you just want to have her, and not thinking what can I do for her.
那第二个阶段在 Song of Solomon 里面，他就说是良人属我属良人属我，我也属他。
So at the second stage of the Song of Songs, he said, "Oh, my love, I belong to my lover, and my lover belongs to me."
No, my lover belongs to me first.
Okay, my lover belongs to me, and I belong to him.
I belong to. 就是有一个隐隐约约的感觉的，我也是属于他的。第一个阶段，我属他不属他，他根本不想。其实他要属于我很重要。
So at the first stage, it doesn't matter whether I belong to him or not. The most important thing is he has to belong to me. But at the second stage,
我们的祷告就有这样不同的阶段。第一个阶段呢，就是神啊，你给我这个，给我那个，这不是错的。
Same as our prayers, at some stage, we'll say, "Oh God, give me this and give me that." We're not thinking about anything doing that.
这不是错的。因为每一个人开始认识神，或者你认识一个人的时候，都是从这里开始。
Because no matter you are knowing from knowing God or knowing another person, it starts from this point.
那就是一开始就是接触一个人，就是要来为他牺牲，这个是小说里面写的。
So if you just know a person and you want to die for that person, it only happens in novels.
那圣经里面不是小说，圣经是真理。
But the Bible is not a novel.
所以圣经很实际。
So it's very practical.
那人就是会为他自己。
So because we are for ourselves.
圣经里面并没有斥责任何一个为自己的人。
The Bible did not despise anyone who only worked for himself.
只是呢，圣经里面神说人很愚昧，因为他不懂得怎么样真正为自己。
But the Bible says, men are stupid because we do not know how to.
Love ourselves.
Love ourselves.
他把芝麻当成西瓜。
Because we think sesame as a watermelon.
他把次要的当成重要的。
We put the latter as our first.
他把谎言当成了真理。
And we treat lies as truth.
他把虚无缥缈的东西当成真实的东西。
And we think about those vain as the things that are actually there.
所以人在初期祷告的时候呢，求这些东西呢，这是神很喜悦的。
So at the first stage when you know God, you ask and is God's
God is very pleased.
Yes, God is pleased with that.
就像一个孩子来到他父母跟前要东西呢，哭啊喊啊，要一些父母不想给的东西，父母并不会觉得他非常的糟糕或者讨厌。
Just like children came to their parents.Crying, asking for things that parents do not want to give to them, but still parents would not displeased with the child.
我告诉你，如果这个孩子他就很客气，不来向父母要东西，我告诉你，你倒当心。
If the child came to you like politely, not asking you for anything, then you have to be careful.
You have to be worried.
You have to be worried.
你和他的关系呢是有很大的距离。
Because you.Your relationship with the child has a big gap.
当然，这样一个关系呢会不断的进展，进展到后来，在《Song of Solomon》里面，第三个阶段就是说，我属良人，良人也属我，他也爱我。
So at the first, the third stage of the relationship, he said, "I belong to my lover belongs to me, and he loves me."
就现在他转过来了，第一个是我要属他。
So at first he said, "Oh, I have to belong to him."
就像我们结婚以后，你突然发现怎么，哎呀，他病了我就挂心，对不对？他在病床上跟他断食倒尿，你就觉得我就是他的，不想他是我的，不是。
So just like after getting married, if your spouse is sick, then you worry about your partner and you want to do something for the person. You don't think that he belongs to me.
就是也是的，但是呢，就把自己为他就看得很重。
So, you think that it's more important to give yourself for him.
这就是人的这个，当人的爱在心里面扎根的时候呢，那神，我们认识人或者认识神到一个层面的时候呢，这个东西它变成一种很自然的东西，也是很幸福的东西。
So, if we know the person or God like to this level, then this kind of love will come out eventually. It's a very natural thing.
就是你可能不想求什么，但是他的东西全是你的。
You don't want to ask for anything, but everything that he has is yours.
那第四个层面呢，就是上骚了嘛，他说爱情啊是大水不能淹没，重水不能熄灭，人要拿家里所有的财宝要换爱情都被藐视，就是那个爱情是就是人之间的关系，或者爱情，或者是神跟神的关系合二为一的时候呢，那是任何东西都。
So on the last stage of Song of Songs, it says, the love so great that even fire cannot quench this love, and anyone want to treat the love with money will be despised.
那个时候，人和神发展的关系到那个时候的呢，神，我告诉你，神会为你的利益发动战争。
So, like when you reach that kind of stage, God will wage a war for you.
圣经里面有他为摩西，他为大卫，他为保罗，真的会发动战争。
So in the Bible it says, he waged war against the enemies for Moses, for David, and for Paul.
为什么呢？因为这个人是他心上的人。
Because the person is on his heart.
这是他的真正的仆人。
And is a true servant of his.
他的志向跟神的志向是一个志向。
He and his vision was aligned with God's.
他是真正心爱的儿子。
And he is the true beloved son of his heart.
他是真正被他连累插刀的朋友。
And he is a true friend that will sacrifice himself for God.
所以那个时候你知道，你什么都不求，但神什么都要给你。
And even if you do not ask anything, God will give it to you.
但是呢，我们在此的时候，我们回到第一个阶段呢，就是说我们要懂得去怎么样来真诚的献身来，来要。
So we have to go back to the first stage. We have to know how to ask from God.
以后有机会，我们来不同的层面，我们继续来这个讲。
So later on, if we have the opportunity, we'll talk about all the stages.
那我们来读一段圣经，就是说怎么样把我们的需要真正的带到主的面前，主喜欢什么样的祷告。
So I want to bring a verse so that we know how to bring our needs to God.
我们回到撒母耳记上。
So First Samuel.
那我就很快读一下，大家注意，这是一个故事。
It's a story. I will go over it quickly.
英文呢，你们自己来读好吧。For the English one, you can read yourself. 以法莲上帝的拉玛索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫伊利，迦拿是苏弗的玄孙，托胡的曾孙，伊利户的孙子，耶路撒的儿子。他有两个妻，一个叫哈娜，一个叫毕尼娜。毕尼娜有儿女，哈娜却没有儿女。这人明年从本城到示罗敬拜祭司棒举之耶和华，在那里有伊利的两个儿子。何弗尼、菲尼哈等耶和华的祭司，伊利亚拿临奉献祭的日子，见祭肉分给他的妻比尼拿和比尼拿所生的儿女，给约拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈娜。无奈耶和华不使哈娜生育，比尼拿见耶和华不使哈娜生育，就做他的对头，大大的激动他，要使他生气。明年上到耶和华殿的时候，伊利亚拿都以双份给哈娜，比尼拿整死激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫伊利加呢对她说：“哈娜呀，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？”他们在示罗吃饱了，吃喝饱了，哈娜就站起来。即使伊利在耶和华的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈娜心里愁苦，就痛痛的哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：“棒举着耶和华啊，你说垂听比女的苦情，眷恋不忘比女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”哈娜在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，伊利定睛看他的嘴， 原来哈达心中莫道，直动最终不出声音，因此伊利也为他喝醉了。伊利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样的，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，当在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。伊利说，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神永久名向他祈求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你面前蒙恩。于是妇人出去吃饭，面上不带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，伊利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。那后来撒母耳呢，就成为以色列的一个大先知，高立了两代君王。
Samuel became a big prophet of God.
Prophet of God. 被神大大的重用。
And he was used mightily by God.
也是为他的国家，这个以色列国做出巨大的贡献。
And he also did mighty things for his country.
那这里讲到一个他母亲怎么祷告的一个故事。
So it's a story about how a mother of Samuel prayed.
那这个人呢？叫什么名字呢？叫做伊利加拿，那娶了两个老婆。
So the man is called Elkanah, and he has two wives.
一个就叫比尼娜，另一个叫做哈娜。
So one wife is called Penina, and the other is called Hannah.
这个比尼娜呢，能生育。
So the Penina can.
生了好多孩子，这个哈娜。
And she has a lot of children, but the other wife Hannah, she has no children.
在以前的时代呢，能生育啊，有孩子呢，这个是很重要。不生孩子的人呢，脸上没光。
So back in the days, it's very important for women to have children. If you are barren, then you'll be looked down.
但所以呢，就说这个他又是一个丈夫的两个妻子呢，本身就是对头。
So because two wives, one husband, so they are sort of like, you know, enemies.
那时候这个不算罪。
So back then, if you have multiple wives, it's not.
那感谢神呢，现在把它写在法律里面，各个国家文明的国家都把这个写在法律里面，一个人不能娶两个老婆。
Thank God that nowadays we have this legalization thing that you cannot have multiple wives.
我觉得少了很多麻烦。一个老婆都不容易，何况两个老婆。
Hard even to have one wife.
我们再干净来。OK， 对，所以感谢神，现在不让娶第二个老婆其实是好。
So praise God, so we don't have another wife, second wife.
那个时候呢，娶两个老婆不算罪，但是呢，你读圣经的时候，有两个老婆、多个老婆的人呢，日子没有一个好过的。
So back in the days, it's not a sin if you have two or like multiple wives. But if you read the Bible, you will see that if you have more than one wife, the person is usually in a lot of trouble.
这个亚伯拉罕娶了不少的妻子。
So Abraham has multiple wives.
当然是他的老婆搞出来的错误。不管怎么样，他有就一大堆的问题，心里面好多的愁苦。
So even though his wife gave another wife to Abraham.Causing all this trouble, but still there's a lot of
problems.
King David, he has multiple wives.
他的儿子所罗门。虽然这些人上都爱他们，他们也爱神。
Even though they love God and God loves them.
那旧约里面有两个人呢 ，trouble 比较少，一个是摩西，一个是约瑟。
So two persons in the Bible has less trouble. One is Moses, the other is.
其中一个原因呢，就是他们没有两个老婆。
What is the reason? They only have one wife.
你发现你读约瑟和摩西的故事呢，很简单。
So when you read the story of Moses, the story of Joseph is very.
你读亚伯拉罕和大卫的故事呢，哎呦，你读了以后很复杂。
So if you read the story of Abraham and David, it's very complicated.
现在先不要管这个娶几个老婆的事情。
So we are not going to focus on how many wives.
我曾经我们辅导一个婚姻的问题。
So once I was counseling a marriage problem.
所以有人呢就说，温哥华女孩子怀孕了。
So this girl from Vancouver, she got pregnant.
丈夫呢在国内又娶了一个。
But the husband in China got married with someone else.
当然这里面有很多的纠纷。
So there's a lot of conflict.
那我们说这个男的应该来认识自己的错误。
So we say the man should come and admit what he has done.
What he has done wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
但是呢，他说我没有做错任何事情。
But he said I didn't do anything wrong.
这是生错了时代，这个时代错了。
What is wrong is it's a generation that I'm in.
就他就说，我如果生在过去的时代，这个一点问题没有。
So if I was born in the past, nothing wrong with that.
所以他一直不承认他的错误。
So he does not admit what he has done wrong.
这也倒比较稀奇。
Anyway,
那这不代表没有问题，问题还在那里。
So the problem is still there.
今天我们回到这个怎么祷告。
But we could go back to see how we pray, how we should pray.
那这个哈拿呢，就是说他第一不能生育，第二呢，他这个对头呢老是激动他。
So Hannah, she's barren, she cannot have children, and the other wife always come in.Make her angry.
就像我们看电影的时候，那个小老婆，哎呀，生了孩子，走到大老婆不能生孩子面前，那个眼睛往上一挑，鼻子一竖，大老婆心里就很不舒服。
Just like you know the dramas that we watch, you know the second wife with children will go to the first wife, like you know with haunted eyes.
好，故意很激动她一下。
And try to you know get her angry.
哎，来，我的儿子狗儿，给你的大妈来做点这个，做点那个。他没有孩子，你多关心他一下。
Okay, come, my child, go and do something for this lady who has no children.
所以就该 very hurt.
So yeah,
他
很难过心。
所以呢，他就要求一个女的孩子，是不是
？So Hannah will ask for a child.
这没有复杂，就是人之常情。
So it's nothing complicated, it's things that humans
do. 那我们看到怎么求呢？这个是很重要的。
And how she asks is very important.
那第一个，她心里难过，就是一个难过就表达出来。
So she was sad and she expressed that.
她丈夫非常的爱她。
Her husband loved her.
献祭的时候给她鸡肉，给她双凤。
So her husband gave her double portion of the sacrifice.
但是呢，她就是不满足，她就要这个儿子。
But she was not satisfied. She want a son.
所以我们在别人在祷告求一些东西的时候呢，你不要老说你已经有了这么多了，不要求那个，不要这
样。So when someone pray for something, don't tell the person, oh, you already have this much. Don't ask for more.
Daddy, you already have this. Don't ask for that.他就是要带他。
But Hannah wants that.
那就是他心里面所想所求。
That's what her heart wants.
他的丈夫非常爱他，说有我比十个儿子更不是更强吗
？And the husband saying, okay, am I more than 10 sons?
他就是要个儿子。
But she just wants a son.
所以呢，他就心里愁苦，痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。那个时候呢，就看十节。怎么样呢？他就到耶和华的殿里面呢，他就心里愁苦，痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
So verse 10, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much to pray to the Lord.
他也许愿说：“王君之耶和华啊，你若垂听比米的哭泣，眷恋不忘比米，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终生归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
And also she made a vow, saying, O Lord, Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant.
好多人在心里面如果特别想要一个东西的时候呢，有的人也愿意去许愿。
So if you really want something, some people will go make a vow.
对，这个许愿呢，当然神也非常看重。
So the vow, God will take it seriously.
也代表他心里面非常非常的迫切。
And it also means that she was in distress.
那她的这个祷告呢？说十三节，她怎么祷告呢？她那心中卧倒，直动嘴唇不出声音，因此 门一立，因为他喝醉了。
So how she prayed, verse 13 says Hannah was praying in her heart and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk.
就是嘴里嘟囔嘟囔嘟囔，不知道在讲什么，心里愁苦。
So,
那这个祭司都觉得他很奇怪。
So she was mumbling, and even the priest Eli thought she was.
那祭司的话应该最懂得怎么样祷告，叫人祷告，对不对？
Priest should know how to pray and should know how to teach people to pray. 他看到这个女人这样祷告呢，
他觉得很奇怪。
And when Eli saw this woman, and she said, "Oh, this is so strange."
他说他为什么喝醉酒呢
？And he thinks he thought that she was drunk.
他说你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。
And he said, "How long will you keep on getting drunk?"
不知道他当时怎么祷告的，反正晃来晃去，就坐在神的面前，就是，就反正看起来像喝醉酒。
We don't know how she went pray. Maybe she was moving her body in the temple, but it looked like she was drunk.
祭司都觉得奇怪，说你不要喝酒。祭司非常确定的喝了酒。
So Eli was sure that she was drunk.
那这个他就怎么回答呢？他说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人。”清酒浓酒都没有喝，但是在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要见我看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求呢倒如镜。
So not so my Lord Hannah replied, I'm a woman who's deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
他就说我是一个心里愁苦的妇人，他真实说我其实没喝酒，就是在耶和华面前怎么呢倾心吐意，而且祈求倒如镜。
She's just a woman who is deeply troubled. She has not been drinking. She's just praying out here in great anguish.
那这里面讲呢，就是就是他的祷告就是很真实的把他心里面的东西倾吐出来。
So her prayer is just to bring out what is in her heart.
这是第一点。第二点呢，他说祈求什么，直到如今。
So the second day is she has been praying here till now.
直到如今是什么？他没有放弃。
What does it mean? Means that she did not give up.
那在我们祷告的时候呢，这两点非常，第一个要倾心吐意。
So this is very important how we pray. First is just tell the Lord what is in your heart. Second is do not.
Don't give up. 那第一个我要讲的呢，我们现在好多人为什么说祷告不懂怎么祷告呢？因为跟我们过去教育的背景也有关系，不懂得倾心吐意。
So a lot of people would say, "Oh, I don't know how to pray," and it has a lot of things to do with our backgrounds because we are trained to think that we have to work hard to get something.
就是我们。那倾心吐意是一个情感的一种释放，真实的一种表露。
So, to pour out your heart is just a very simple thing.
那今天呢，我们要讲这一点，我们特别中国人在这一方面求神来彻底医治我们，我们情感的世界要来打开，要来释放。
Especially for our Chinese, we want to ask the Lord just to help us to let out of our emotions.
我们中国人有好多的说法呢，非常不合圣经。
So we have a lot of saying among Chinese that are not biblical.
比如说，你一个男孩子，他一哭，你说男人为什么哭
？So for example, if a boy cries, and then we would always say, "Why you're crying, you're a man."
所以你不让男人哭呢，他就在那攥拳头。
So if you don't want a man to cry, he would.
攥拳头打谁
？He would hold his fist.
不能打妈妈，将来打老婆。
If he cannot. Mom, he will hit his wife later on.
那我不是妄想，心理学家总结出来的，因为他不断的被压抑的时候呢，他的找一个出口，今天不出，明天就出。
It's actually for the psychology says if he been suppressed all this time, he needs an outlet to let go of his anger. Not today or not now.
那事实上呢，就是圣经上面耶稣好多次都哭，他是哭泣的。
So, but in the Bible says many times Jesus wept.
他在上十字架之前呢，他表露他的心声，在他的门徒的面前表露出来。
So, before he went on the cross, He has.
你要讲到吗？我在讲到。OK， 是，他要喝水。他就说我的心里愁苦，心里忧伤，几乎要死。
So the Bible says, Jesus said, my heart is so sad, to the point that I want to die.
他说，你们能不能和我一起警醒祷告，警醒辨识？
Can you stay awake so that you can pray with me?
就是他表露，他说我的心里忧伤，几乎要死。
So Jesus expressed himself that he was so sad.
你想他是主。
Imagine he's.He's the Lord.
他是神的儿子，他是神，他在他的门徒面前表露出这样一种软弱来，
he's,
是不是觉得很奇怪？
He's the Son of God, and even so, he will express his emotions to the twelve disciples.
其实他就是一个真实的人。
Because he's a man.
他现在圣经里面写下这些教导我们要成为一个真实的人。
So all these things written in the Bible is to teach us to be a.
所以我今天呢，必须要成为一个真实的人。那我们所以我们的背景里面所有带来的这些东西呢，就要开放给神，让神来完全的医治。
So everything that brings us our background should given up to God, and so that God can heal us.
我们的父母可能他们是不完全的。
Our parents are not perfect.
在教育我们的过程里面，带着他们文化的印记。
In the ways of educating us and bringing us up, they are not.
还有我们成长的环境，好多时候会压抑我。
And also our environment that will
shape us.
Yeah, shape us.
所以成为我们一个特定的一个人。
So that we become a certain person.
但是我们必须要让神来完全的医治。
We need God to heal us completely.
首先一个是要明白真理。
First thing is to understand the truth.
圣经上讲，神在寻找那些心灵和诚实的敬拜他。
Bible says he's seeking those who seek him with truth and
spirit and truth.
Spirit and truth.
所以我们的心要敞开非常。
So we have to open our hearts very important.
那心敞开呢，就是第一个，就是我们要知道我们这位神是非常安全的神。
So when we open our heart, we have to know he is a God who is a very secure God, safe God.
那我们的父母好多时候可能小时候我们中国人的环境里面就是对我们有很多的要求啊，我们来到父母的面前呢，父母没有给我们好脸。
So maybe in your past our parents give us a lot of you don't feel safe when you come close to your parents because they have a lot of they demand a lot of from you.
那有时候我们在孩子的时候可能妈妈做的饭不太好吃，我说妈，你做的饭不好吃。
So sometimes when your mom cooks and you don't like her cooking, you will say, "Oh, I don't like the thing that you cook."
妈妈说这个没良心的，我拼死拼活被你做，做完了也说不好吃。
And she will say, "Oh, we're so hard. I do all this for you, and then you don't even like it."
所以小孩子以后就不做了，不说了。
And later on, when the child will do it, he will stop telling the mom.
这一方面呢，就是说，其他一些民族比我们中国人要做得很好，他们会平等的来交流。
So other nations did a better job than our Chinese because they can talk to their children in equal relationship.
所以孩子会成长得更健康，他们容易来表达自己。
So the children will grow up more healthy with
在我们做这个心灵医治或者亲子教育的时候呢，说亲子这个孩子成长过程有七个要素，其中一个要素就是能不能在小时候学习顺畅表达自己。
So in our counseling about a family and you bringing our children, one of the seven important things.About this upbringing is whether a child can freely express themselves.
顺畅表达自己，就是说他表达了以后呢，他会感觉到，不管是什么样的情绪表达出来，他不会感觉到被定罪。
So, expressing themselves so that no matter under what condition, after he says something, he will not feel condemned.
这个心理学家的总结非常合乎圣经。
And this is very biblical.
就说一个小孩子，我从小在培养的过程里，舒畅表达自己，将来他很多地方会非常的健康。
So if a child can express themselves freely, when he grow up, in a lot of times he can do better.
Much better. 那现在呢？我看一下报纸，就说华人的后裔啊，在西方好多时候在工作单位被欺凌。
So the Chinese in a lot of workplace.They will face bullying.
其中一个原因呢，就是他们不能很好的表达自己。
One of the things is that they cannot express themselves.
就智商远远高过情商。
So the IQ is far more greater than their EQ.
他们可以做一个事情呢，拼命做很好。
They can do things doing greatly.
但是不会去表达自己需要或者人际关系各方面。
But he cannot express himself. He cannot do better in relationship.
所以这一方面，我们今天作为我们自己，就是说，如果小时候有这些呢，今天我们完全现在要敞开来得医治。
If that's you and you have this background in you, we have to ask God to heal you.
如果你是父母的话呢，今天我们也要来求神来医治。我们不要再带着我们祖辈的那种教育的方式在我们的儿女的身上。
So if you are a parent who are like that, you have to also ask for forgiveness for God, so you don't repeat this.
所以你不想你的儿子将来是一个打老婆的儿子。
You don't want a son who hit his wife later on.
你不想你的姑娘将来是一个就是嘴像刀子一样的。
You don't want a daughter whose speech would like a knife.
小时候不能舒畅表达自己的人有两种处理事情的方式。
So those who cannot express themselves freely in their childhood has two outcomes.
英文叫做 fight or flight.
So 逃跑或者是打回去。
他要么打回去，一拳打回去，要么逃跑。
So either they will fight or they will flight.
那大家要仔细听着，这两种方式都不是正确的教育方式。
So you have to know.These two reactions are not correct. It's not a good.
那我们讲过怎么样形成的呢？如果长期在一个环境里面，就是老说他，他一表达一个负面错误的，就来压制他，就来纠正他的时候呢，他就会欺压，或者就以另外一种方式，或者撒谎，或者他来不能表达他正确的事情。
So if he says something negatively, but every time he says it, you oppress.This opinion on him over time, he will become two outcomes: either fly or fight.
那后来他，要么就是他不能跟你讲真实的想法。
And then he cannot express what he truly thinks.
所以为什么好多人觉得祷告不知道怎么祷告
？That's why people think, oh, I don't know how to pray.
他如果把身边当成一个人的时候，他觉得我如果说错了，不讨他的喜欢，他会怎么样待我？
God as a man, so if I all say something wrong, what would God do? Because in the past, I gave my true opinions, but what I get is a punchback.
所以呢，我们就是叫要知道，就是我们的神呢是一个非常安全的神。
We have to know our God.Secure.
圣经上讲，他是从来不斥责人的。
In the Bible says he never
rebuke
anyone.
任何来到他跟前的人，他都不会斥责。
So anyone who comes to him, he will not rebuke.
他非常的喜悦。
He loves it. He loves it.
就怕人不到他跟前。
He's scared that people will not come to him.
任何人失去福分是因为不到他跟前。不是因为他说错话或者做错事。
We lost our blessing because we did not come to him, not because what we did or what we have done.
你的错误，你的性情里面不好的东西，对上帝来说都是小菜一碟。
So anything that is lacking in you is very small, God.
那我自己就是一个例子，生在我一路里面很多很多的遗址在我的身上。
Me and myself is an example. In my past, God has done a lot of healing.
所以今天呢，我们第一个就是说，我们要来向我们这一个神要敞开，就是说神是非常非常安全的。
So we have to know that God is a safe God. So we have to open our hearts to God.
就像这个哈娜一样。
Like Hannah.
她不管这个伊利怎么看她。
She doesn't like think about what Eli thought of her.
她也不管这个她的丈夫怎么说她。
She doesn't care what.Her husband think of her.
他只是心里面有这样的愁苦，他就在神的面前来表达出来。
Because she has this anguish in her heart, so she came straight to God.
当然，我们讲到这个正确的、真实的表达自己呢，不是说你可以向所有人都一定要这样表达，而是你要向神要这样敞开。
So we are not saying that you should.Express like that to everyone, but to God, you have to express freely to God.
如果神给你这样的恩典，你可以向所有的人透明感谢主。但是，一般情况下呢，神会给你智慧。有些事情，你知道向不同的人怎么样来敞开。
So if you can be transparent to everyone by the grace of God, then it's good. But still, sometimes we need to have wisdom in order to express ourselves.
就像耶稣也是，他不是想向所有的人同样敞开。
Just like Jesus, he did not open himself to everyone.
并不是因为他要隐藏什么，而是他是为了人的好处。
Not because he want to hide anything from the people, but just for people's good.
也是要来保护我们自己，我们作为人也是非常重要。
Yeah, it's also a safeguarding moment for ourselves.
但是呢，我们在神的面前。
But in the presence of God, we have to open up.
神的面前要敞开。我们读一节经文，就是看看神是怎么样来，这个怎么样来，怎么样一位神。我们来到他跟前的时候，会他怎么样来带我们。
So we will go to another verse and to see how God is and how.
我们翻到耶利米书。
Jeremiah.
29:
Chapter 29:11.
耶利米书29:11.
Verse 11.
他说：“耶和华说，我知道我向你们说坏的一年是赐平安的一年，不是降灾祸的一年。”
For I know the plan I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
是要叫你们末后有指望。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
就是神的意念呢，永远是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So, the Lord's plan is always for prosper you, not to harm you.
这是我们上帝的基本的性情。
So that's a very basic personality of God.
我曾经给好几个不信主的人，他们喜欢哲学什么，我问他说，上帝真的非常爱人。虽然他们不信上帝，但是他说，如果有上帝，非常爱人。
So I talk to some of philosophers, even though they are atheists, but still they know that if there's a God, God is a loving God.
你看山川照的山川河流，树木花草。
Just like the mountains, the rivers, the trees, the flowers that God has.Created.
下雨下雪的时候
and raining and snowing.
你像那个好孩子的雪地里面可以来唱歌 Jingle bells, jingle bells, 对不对、就是、
So the children can play in the snow singing, you know, jingle bells.
是创造的一切
everything
都给了一种喜悦
Everything that God has created is to bring joy for people.
就是为了人的好处
It's for people, for your good.
只是人后来把它搞糟了
Us who have damaged what God
那这里讲的呢，神基本的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So God's plan is to prosper you, not to harm you.
他说，你一个人呼求我，祷告我，我必应允你。
So you call upon my name, you pray, I will answer.
这是为你的事情要来祷告。
So for the things that in your heart, ask Him.
第二个呢，也要寻求他的面，就是说你要认识他。你如果说寻求我，专心寻求我，就必寻见。好多人也寻见神。
So you will seek God when you seek Him with all your heart.
好多人要东西，好多人要神。
Some people ask for things, some people ask for God.
你要东西，神也允许；
If you ask for things, God will give
you. 要神一样的权柄。
If you want God, God will give himself to you.
啊，这就是我们的神。
So this is our God.
所以我们一起起立，我们做一个祷告。
So we rise up and pray.
我们特别的祷告就说神把这个平安的意念深深地种在我们的里面。
So we ask God to give us this peace for us.
他是一个安全的神。
He is a safe God.
如果你在过去原生家庭里面或者社会上有好多的这种感觉到真的不能敞开，今天导致你不能向神敞开的，你今天来在神面前就说，神啊，你来相信你的宝血就完全医治我，接近我。
If in your past experience you have this thing that happened in the past so that you can open free to God, we will ask God for healings today.
我觉得神不仅仅是让你将来跟他的祷告非常的畅通。
And not only you will have a true prayer relationship with God.
而且你跟人际关系里面也能够知道怎么样正确的表达。
And also among your relationship with other people, so you will know how to express yourself.
作为儿女，知道怎么向父母来沟通。
Children, we will know how to talk to our parents.
作为父母，也知道怎么样向儿女来沟通。
As parents, we will also know how to communicate with our children.
还有我们夫妻之间，不要神要得医治。
And also between husbands and wives, all of this needs healing.
还有我们跟我们的同事之间。
And also with our co-workers.
神会来医治。
God will heal us.
我们从今以后不再是那个 fight or flight.
So from now on, we no longer fight or flight.
对神也是，不是躲躲藏藏。
To God, the same. We are not going to hide ourselves from God.
而是知道他非常的爱我。
And so we know that He truly loves us.
我们可以表达我们的心声。
We can freely express ourselves to Him.
因为他不定罪我们。
Because He is not here to condemn us.
也不斥责我。
He does not rebuke us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
主啊，是的，主啊，你的圣灵大大的降临。
Yes, Lord, your Holy Spirit come mightily upon us.
大家来将把心敞开来接受圣灵，就是让圣灵来医治你。
Open our hearts so that the Holy Spirit can come and give you healing.
主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你赦免我们一切的过犯。
Thank you for forgive us all our sins.
谢谢你，你的儿子在十字架上承担了我们一切的过犯。
Thank you for your Son Jesus.Bearing our sins on the cross.
以至于我们今天不需要定罪我们自己。
So that we do not need to condemn us.
过去的很多事情我们做错的，我们没有办法去追悔，也没有办法去承担，甚至没有办法再去补救。
So the things that we have done in the past, we cannot do anything about it. We cannot be responsible for our sins.
但是谢谢你，你为我们承担。
But thank you, Lord, so that you are already.
Bear all our sins on the cross. Not only to bear, but also to give us the ability to live a very exciting life.
Not only to bear our sins, but also give us power to lead an abundant life.
主啊，你能让过去我们做错的东西都能够这个纠正过来。
Lord, for the things that we have done wrong in the past, God fix that.
我们失去的东西，你会补上。
The things that we have lost, you will give it back.
有些破镜虽然不能重圆，但是主啊，你把这个图画会做得更加的美好。
Even though some things have been broken in the past, Lord, you will make it perfect again in a new picture, as a new picture.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，你现在的医治。
Lord, we thank you. Lord, come and do the healings.